The problem is, plants containing similar chemical compounds to the narcotic plants might be affected too. Dr. Paul Ariola teaches biology at Elmhurst College in Elmhurst, Illinois. He's researched the potential impact of engineered genes. Ariola says cocaine is one likely target of the killer fungus. The drug is of a class of chemicals called alkaloids. But other common alkaloids include morphine, quinine, and even caffeine. And if the killer fungus got loose in a country like Colombia, Ariola says the damage could be devastating to the economy.
It's not unlikely that the coffee plantations are fairly close to these cocaine plantations. And might not that herbicide, if it does attack specific pathways in alkaloid-producing plants, one can sort of create the scenario where the coffee plants might be affected as well.
Ariola adds that scientists who are developing the killer fungus may not have considered its full potential ecological impact. And he says in the end, jumping on the technological bandwagon to solve a social issue might not be the best answer. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.